to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is speaking out after a run-in with a Cubs fan over the weekend in Milwaukee. The embattled Republican governor calling the man a big shot after he heckled him during that Cubs-Brewers game Sunday at Miller Park. During an appearance on CNN last night, Christie said he got in that fan's face because the fan had said some, quote, lousy, awful stuff. Christie says public officials are public servants who are not meant to be public punching bags. He wrote dozens of plays and acted in dozens of films, but most Americans remember this man most for his role as test pilot Steve Yeager in the 1983 movie The Right Stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, half these engineers never been off the ground, you know. I mean, they're liable to tell you that the sound barrier is a brick wall in the sky. It'll rip your ears off if you try to go through it. If you ask me, I don't believe the thing even exists.
Sam Shepard passing away of complications from Lou Gehrig's disease. A family spokesman says he died at his home in Kentucky early yesterday at the age of 73. NHBO says hackers broke into its computers, putting unreleased episodes of a number of its popular shows online. The company releasing a statement saying it recently experienced a cyber incident resulting in the compromise of proprietary information. Reports are some episodes of Room 104 have been put online, as well as a script from the next episode of Game of Thrones. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
It's 8:05, time for Hunting Chamber Radio weather. Getting a little hot and humid already. Fleming in right now, it is 73 degrees, clear skies. No chance of precipitation today, or 10%, excuse me. Weather Underground says for today, August 1st, 2017, sunny, patchy fog this morning, slight chance of a shower and thunderstorm. In the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming west. This afternoon, chance of rain is 20%. Mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Slight chance of a thunderstorm in the evening. Slight chance of showers. Humid and lows in the mid-60s. West winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, and then becoming light and variable. Chance of rain around 20%. Partly sunny tomorrow. Patchy fog in the morning. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Humid. Upper 80s. Light and variable winds becoming south around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 40%. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mid 80s on Thursday. Chance of rain 50%. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Upper 80s on Friday. And on Saturday, ditto. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. 40% chance. Same old, same old. 73 in Raritan, 74 in Ringo's. 68 down in Kingwood, 71 over in New Hope, 67 in Frenchtown, 70 in Asbury, 71 in Easton, 68 in Washington Township, and 67 in Reddington Township. Good morning, Hunter, and it's Hunting Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter County, New Jersey. It's the Tubes. And I tell you, I cannot listen to that riff without just getting up and dancing. That is bringing me back to some very remote days in my past. MTV was just on the Tube. Recall that video pretty regularly. It's August 1st, folks. You have crossed the meridian. We are now in the second half of the summer, and you are making a mistake if you haven't done anything to enjoy your summer thus far. The weather has been quite cooperative. Despite all the forecasts, it's actually been pretty nice. We're here behind the glass at HuntingChamberRadio.com student studios. And it's time for me to get you some traffic from HERTTV.com. So if you register with them, you'll get the alerts that I do via email. You can pick the ones you want. Highways on the outskirts of Hunterdon County and local roads. That's something you just don't get from the other guys. 6:43 this morning, you would have learned that there's congestion on 78 at exit 18. That's Clinton Township. Delays back to exit 15. Now, that might be all done. Could have been fog. Could have been sun glare. Don't know. We're getting into that sun glare routine all of a sudden. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. So it's Tuesday. What's on HuntingChamber.com schedule for
comments were inappropriate for a person in that position.
Scaramucci's departure confirmed by the White House hours after John Kelly was sworn in yesterday morning as the new White House Chief of Staff. The U.S. Senate could confirm Christopher Wray as FBI director within the next couple of weeks. Wray does not face any major obstacles after his confirmation hearing. He would replace FBI Director James Comey. Wray himself, a former top Justice Department official. This is USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is speaking out after a run-in with a Cubs fan over the weekend in Milwaukee. The embattled Republican governor calling the man a big shot after he heckled him during that Cubs-Brewers game Sunday at Miller Park. During an appearance on CNN last night, Christie said he got in that fan's face because the fan had said some, quote, lousy, awful stuff. Christie says public officials are public servants who are not meant to be public punching bags. He wrote dozens of plays and acted in dozens of films, but most Americans remember this man most for his role as test pilot Steve Yeager in the 1983 movie The Right Stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, half these engineers never been off the ground, you know. I mean, they're liable to tell you that the sound barrier is a brick wall in the sky. It'll rip your ears off if you try to go through it. If you ask me, I don't believe the thing even exists.
Sam Shepard passing away of complications from Lou Gehrig's disease. A family spokesman says he died at his home in Kentucky early yesterday at the age of 73. NHBO says hackers broke into its computers, putting unreleased episodes of a number of its popular shows online. The company releasing a statement saying it recently experienced a cyber incident resulting in the compromise of proprietary information. Reports are some episodes of Room 104 have been put online, as well as a script from the next episode of Game of Thrones. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
It's 8:05, time for Hunting Chamber Radio weather. Getting a little hot and humid already. Fleming in right now, it is 73 degrees, clear skies. No chance of precipitation today, or 10%, excuse me. Weather Underground says for today, August 1st, 2017, sunny, patchy fog this morning, slight chance of a shower and thunderstorm. In the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming west. This afternoon, chance of rain is 20%. Mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Slight chance of a thunderstorm in the evening. Slight chance of showers. Humid and lows in the mid-60s. West winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, and then becoming light and variable. Chance of rain around 20%. Partly sunny tomorrow. Patchy fog in the morning. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Humid. Upper 80s. Light and variable winds becoming south around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 40%. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mid 80s on Thursday. Chance of rain 50%. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Upper 80s on Friday. And on Saturday, ditto. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. 40% chance. Same old, same old. 73 in Raritan, 74 in Ringo's. 68 down in Kingwood, 71 over in New Hope, 67 in Frenchtown, 70 in Asbury, 71 in Easton, 68 in Washington Township, and 67 in Reddington Township. Good morning, Hunter, and it's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter County, New Jersey. It's the Tubes. And I tell you, I cannot listen to that riff without just getting up and dancing. That is bringing me back to some very remote days in my past. MTV was just on the Tube. Recall that video pretty regularly. It's August 1st, folks. You have crossed the meridian. We are now in the second half of the summer, and you are making a mistake if you haven't done anything to enjoy your summer thus far. The weather has been quite cooperative. Despite all the forecasts, it's actually been pretty nice. We're here behind the glass at HuntingChamberRadio.com Studios. And it's time for me to get you some traffic from HERT TV.com. So if you register with them, you'll get the alerts that I do via email. You can pick the ones you want. Highways on the outskirts of Hunterdon County and local roads. That's something you just don't get from the other guys. 6:43 this morning, you would have learned that there's congestion on 78 at exit 18. That's Clinton Township. Delays back to exit 15. Now, that might be all done. Could have been fog. Could have been sun glare. Don't know. We're getting into that sun glare routine all of a sudden. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Good morning, Hunter, and Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. So it's Tuesday. What's on HuntingChamber.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide back from her vacay. find out how Long Beach Island was for her over there. That's nice. And then at 8:40, Stephanie Stevens. We're going to talk with her. She gives us Hunterdon County history every other Tuesday, and we got a good one for you. So some remote stuff that you may or may not be aware of. So we'll talk to you all about that. At 10 o'clock, it's Tech Today. I'm still here, and I'll talk to you about technology. There's been some very interesting tech news that's come out the last couple of days, some other breaches, some new apps, some interesting stuff. So we'll talk all about that. At noon, it's La Salud Mental Importa. That's Lauren Feliciano, and she does a show all about mental illness and brain injuries, but she does it in Spanish for our Latin and Spanish-speaking folks. We'll talk all about that from 11 to 12, or 12 to 1, excuse me. At 1 to 3, for our veterans and our military, Front Lines of Freedom. So a great show about all the news and events and media coverage all about the military. And it's a fun little topic about that, plus all the different things that you as a military or veteran need to be talking about, thinking about, and be concerned about. It's all about that. Front Lines of Freedom on from 1 to 3. Vicki Lynn Morgan is here doing Teachable Moments in Business from 3 to 4. Vicki brings all of her experience as a business coach and part of the SBDC to help you and your business. Listen to her experience. Listen to her guests' experience so you can understand what's next for you. Real Estate Matters with Joe Peters is on from 4 to 5. Joe brings a lot of real estate experience to the table and wants you to understand how to market your home, how to get it right for sale, how to sell it. And if you're interested in buying, he's got a lot of interesting information for you about that. So you're making the sale, you're making the purchase that you are going to be comfortable with and happy with. That's the whole point. And finally, some music on the way home, Randazzle's musical journey. There are Greg Randazzle. He comes on and plays 60s, 70s, 80s music. He's expanded it to 50s and 90s. He loved it, learned it as a kid, and he wants you to listen to it as well. Bringing you all that from 5 to 6 on your commute home. And one of those songs, who knows, could have come from the 80s, and it could have been The Tubes. She's a beauty. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntChamberRadio.com, the voice of business.
Listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Hey, Big C here doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Little Neil Sedaka this morning, helping me with BrandyLax.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. It's August. Let's check out what we got. And another blast from the past. Funny, there's not a lot for the month of August compared to the beginning of the year. American Adventures Month. It's American Artists Appreciation Month. American Indian Heritage Month. American History Essay Contest. August International Pirate Month. It's Black Business Month. Boomers Making a Difference Month. Bystanders Awareness Month. Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. Children's Support Awareness Month. Children's Vision and Learning Month. Get Ready for Kindergarten Month. Happiness Happens Month, along with Motorsports Awareness Month. It's International Clown Week, National Minority Donor Awareness Week, Simplify Your Life Week, World Breastfeeding Week, Gallup International Tribal Indian Powwow starts on the 4th. And for today, everything packed in one day. It's Girlfriend's Day. It's Lufnasa. It's Mead Day. National Minority Donor Awareness Day. National Night Out. Respect for Parents. It's funny, we have to have a day for that. Rounds Resounding Day. It's Spider-Man Day. Spider-Man's going to be over at the Patriots this Sunday. Tisha B'Av. U.S. Air Force Day. World Lung Cancer Day. World Wide Web Day. And World Scout Scarf Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLox.com and Neil Sedaka. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. It comes from GoodNewsNetwork.com. Yeah, I start getting into a rut there and don't even listen to what I have to say. McKinley Corbley on July 31st wrote this article. It says, "Stranger helps woman down on her luck, gets repaid years later." 3 years ago, a man felt compelled to pull over and help an unfortunate woman stuck in the rain. Now they are repaying each other for the kindness they received. In 2014, Tundi Hector had $5 to her name when her car broke down in the pouring rain. As she trudged down the road towards a gas station, Chris Wright, was driving his family to church when he saw Hector and felt compelled to help her. After dropping his family off at church, he turned around, picked Hector up in his car, drove her to a convenience station, paid for her gas, and gave her all the money in his wallet. Though Hector was overwhelmingly grateful for the stranger's kindness, they parted ways expecting to never see each other again. This year, Chris's mother, Judy, fell ill with Parkinson's disease. As her health started to decline, her mother hired a team of nursing aides to take care of her. One nurse in particular was especially attentive to Judy. And the Wrights adored her presence in their home. "We quickly realized that she was our guardian angel," said Chris's wife, Carmen. One day, when the nursing aide was chatting with the Wrights about her past, she told a story about how she once got stuck in the rain with only $5 in her pocket, when a compassionate stranger pulled over and helped her out. Chris then realized that the nursing aide was Tundi Hector, the woman he had helped 3 years ago. "Chris was stunned," said Carmen. He then informed Tundi and those listening that the young man in her story was him. "Tears were shed. God was praised because we don't believe in coincidence," she added. "The encounter that had blessed them both 3 years ago came full circle when the Lord appointed Tundi to show up on our doorstep to be cared for Judy. When Judy passed away on Hector's birthday, the nursing aide rushed over, still clothed in her birthday attire, so she could be there for the rites. It would be an understatement to describe Tundi as amazing," says Carmen. "She exudes joy and likes every breath to serve people, lives every breath to serve people. Then, as a means of repaying Hector for her kindness, the Wrights set up a You Caring page to help pay off the AIDS nursing school tuition. Their initial goal of $1,000 was shattered last week when they managed to raise $35,000. They filmed Hector's reaction upon hearing about the crowdfunding page, and the results are overwhelmingly moving. So there you have it, folks. There's a lot of people that believe in God. There's a lot of people that believe in karma. I just believe that if you have an appropriate attitude and a good heart, that you are drawn by people who just want to help you. And that's what it's all about. The rest of it is just... We can certainly come up with any good story, because people who have a good outlook are surrounded by other people with good outlooks. There's some video out there about the power of positive attraction, which they believe is some type of scientific fact, and I don't know if that's true either. All I know is you can either repel people or you can draw them in. It's all about your attitude. It sounds like Tundi and Hector both have the right attitude. There you go. What are you going to do today? That's vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Who's got a birthday today, August 1st?
We sing happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac.
And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Has our celebrity birthdays for August 1st, 2017. Southpaw's Una Lawrence is 15. Army Wives' Ella Walstead is 19. Rise of the Guardians' Kamani Griffin is 19. From Victorious, Leon Thomas III is 24. The others... Alakina Mann is 27. Unbroken, Jack O'Connell is 27. Con Air's Landry Albright is 28. Casey Anthony, an American Murder Mystery. Devaney Pinn is 28. Jarhead 3. Sasha Jackson's 29. From The Leftovers, Max Carver's 29. Hairspray's Elijah Kelly is 31. Television host, American Latino TV, Valerie M. Ortiz is 33. Stand Against Evil, Deborah Baker Jr. is 35. The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus is got an actress named Montserrat Lombard, 35 today. Die Hard, Taylor Fry is 36. Actress in Army Wives. I don't get it. I see this more often than it needs to be. Sally Pressman is 36. What I'm saying is there's so many of these where people have the same birthday and they're from the same movie. That's weird. Honeysuckle Weeks is 38 from actress in My Brother Tom. Stargate Atlantis, Jason Momoa is 38. The Devil's Rejects, Kate Norby is 41. The Legend of Bruce Lee, Kwok Kwan Chan is 42. The Cosby Show, Tempest Bledsoe is 44. Lost Girls, Chris Holden Reed is 44. Eduardo Noriega is 44 from Open Your Eyes. Behind Enemy Lines, Charles Malik Whitfield is 45. Miss New York USA, 1994. Jennifer Garis is 47. Director and actor of Role Models, David Wayne is 48. Film actor of Road to Perdition, Sam Mendes is 52. Shutter Island, John Carroll Lynch is 54. The Hateful Eight, Demian Bashir is 54. Rapper Fantastic Voyage, Coolio is 54. Con Air, there you go again. Jesse Suri Borrego is 55. Def Leppard lead singer Joe Elliott is 58. The Sopranos. Steve Shrippa is 59. From The Crying Game, Adrian Dunbar is 59. 60th birthday of Laura Johnson from Falcon Crest. Lewis Smith is 61 from Django Unchained. Robert Cray, guitarist, is 64. Brian Patrick Clark is 65 from Unhappy Campers. And I remember hearing the guys, two guys behind me, talking about the stock market. And they were talking about, you know, how well the stock market was doing at that particular time. And one guy was saying how there was projections that it could go somewhere around 18,000 to 19,000.
Right.
And I went back to look, and it, around that time when I had overheard that conversation, the stock market had was just hovering around 10,000 at the time.
Okay.
And that, so that was the early 2000s, you know, mid early 2000s. And now we're looking at 22. That's just amazing.
It is. It really is.
and then what's even funnier is I'm looking at the chart right now, Michelle, where we had the Great Recession.
Right.
And it, you know, that cliff looked terrifying back 8 years ago. It looks like it's not a blip, but it doesn't look anywhere near as significant as it did back then. Just amazing.
Unbelievable.
Just amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was reading on vacation, I was reading a book on the history of the White Mountains, and I mean, it goes all the way back into the 1800s and everything, and it did cover the period of time just before the Great Depression, the real Great Depression. And it was, you know, they're like, oh, the Dow was, you know, trading at, what, 79, or, you know, double digits back then, something like that. But it was, you know, it was always interesting to look back on the perspective.
Sure. Well, great to have you back. I'm sorry that your vacation has ended, but I'm sure you and your kids and your family are all going to find great ways to have day trips and stuff like that throughout the rest of the month. And we'll talk to you again very soon. But thanks so much and welcome back.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle help me with the investment update and market update every morning at 8:30, and they are investors. And sponsors of Hunter and Chamber Radio.com and great friends and great folk. And they always give. They get it, helping everybody in the area. We're going to take another break. It is time for Stephanie Stevens is up next. Little history from Hunter and Chamber Radio.com right after this.
Joe Peters, buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunter and Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunter and County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. History of
America. All right, welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter. I have Stephanie Stevens on the line, who gives us Hunter and History every 2 weeks. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Chris. Good day.
Good day.
I have a fun story for you for today.
Okay. What shoot for it? Let's go.
Okay. It involves a young man in 1870, and his name was Billy Griffith. And Billy lived over in Three Bridges.
Okay.
Of course, he was a farmer.
Right.
Everybody was a farmer. 1870. Oh my, yes. On that, but Billy was one of those young men who, while he was farming, no doubt, with his father and family, was dreaming about the circus.
Okay.
Billy loved the circus. He just loved it. And he just wanted to be part of it. And you remember, you hear so many times, kids used to run off to the circus.
Yep.
In that time. And so one day, Billy packed himself up, and he was 17 years old at that point. Mm-hmm. And he ran away to the circus.
Okay. And when, well, in the circus, where was the circus in 1870?
You know, it it wasn't Ringling. It was I'd have to look that up and tell you the exact name of the circus.
Okay.
But Billy ran off to the circus because this was his dream. Leave Three Bridges, which wasn't very big, and leave the farm and go out with the wonderful circus people.
Okay.
Off he went. And, of course, Billy didn't have any particular skill. He wasn't an acrobat.
You're reading my mind. I was going to ask, what did he have that made him want to go to...
Nothing. He didn't have anything to offer. But he just... This was his life's dream, was to go to the circus. So he had no skill. Mm-hmm. Exactly as you said. He had no skills at all. He was a farm boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but the circus accepted him. And they gave him a job as just a job doing everything around the circus, anything they needed done.
Sure.
Billy was there. Of course, he wasn't training animals or doing anything like that.
Right.
But anything that needed to be done in the labor end around the circus, Billy was assigned to it. Well, one of the things he was assigned to, don't forget, in those days, you didn't buy candy in packages, nor did you buy lemonade in bottles or cans. Mm. They didn't have anything like that.
Mm.
So Billy learned how to make candy.
Mm-mm.
And Billy made candy. Great big copper kettles.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'll see them in old candy stores now down at the shore. And Billy learned to make candy. So what he would do would be a taffy type of thing. And Billy would make this taffy, empty it out, slice it up, and sell it by the slice to the customers. Can you imagine the Board of Health today?
Yeah. I don't think that.
Yeah.
Why do I get the feeling this is going to turn into like a crazy Willy Wonka story?
Ah, this is a fun story. And it's true. It's really true. So Billy also learned how to make lemonade in these great big copper kettles. So one day, Billy was making his lemonade, which, of course, you had to, you know, it was really difficult. And you didn't pour lemon juice out of a bucket or a bottle or a can or anything like that. You had to squeeze all the lemons.
Right.
And those big copper kettles must be 5 or 10 gallons. So Billy is working on his lemonade, and he's squeezing all the lemons. And he's got the whole thing put together with the sugar. And you had to carry the water from another place, too. It was a difficult thing to make refreshments for the circus at that time. So there was Billy, and he's making all this. He's made his candy, and he's making his lemonade. Well, the lady who was the acrobat, or the high wire walker, was just a little bit down the area from Billy. And she had pinkish red tights that she wore, and she had washed them and hung them on the line. And there they were hanging in the breeze a long time. An enormous wind picked up her tights right off the line.
Okay.
Flung them right into the lemonade pot.
Okay.
And so the lemonade turned pink.
Oh, wow.
And Billy came back. He had left it for a few minutes. He came back, and he was horrified. His lemonade that he slaved all morning over, this big pot of lemon, where he squeezed the lemons. He had to haul the water and mix the sugar. It was pink.
Mm-hmm. Which
Billy was horrified. Oh, my gosh. And then, it was then, between 1 and 2 o'clock, when the show was going to go on.
Yep.
What to do? What could Billy do? Being a clever farm boy, he thought to himself, I'm just going to sell it as it is. He fished out the tights. And here was his pink lemonade.
Wow.
And so Billy just stood there hawking it. This is the best lemonade you will ever taste. Never before has there been pink lemonade.
Of course not.
And he sold it like a hotcake. Right. He just sold the whole great big cauldron of pink lemonade, and there were demands more and more for pink lemonade. And that's the story of Billy Griffiths from Three Bridges. Well, by 1873, well, he made the lemonade. It was lemonade. He was 3 years in the circus, mm-hmm. and that's when the lemonade became pink lemonade.
Wow.
But within a few years, Billy tired of the circus. He had had his fill.
Okay.
And so he turned around and he went back to Three Bridges, where he went back to the farm,
uh-huh.
where he farmed, and eventually he married and had a family. But he, Billy Griffith, from little bitty Three Bridges, New Jersey,
right.
was the inventor of pink lemonade.
Amazing. Amazing.
And that's the story of Billy Griffith.
Does he ever get credit for that? I mean, besides somebody like you knowing that? I mean, when you look at pink lemonade in the store now from, I don't know, who, Minute Maid, does anybody know that that came from Billy Griffith?
No, and sad to say, he never patented it. He was just a farm boy.
Well, I imagine that conversation at the patent office, right? So you got to get these really large pink tights, and you got to throw it in the lemonade.
You throw them in. Throw them in the cauldron.
Oh, my.
Let them just soak away. Of course, today's clothing, you wouldn't get anything that runs like that in those days.
No, things
were hand-dyed, and so they would run on that, but that's the story, and that's the truth, and that is the fame for Three Bridges is pink lemonade.
I'm sorry? The what for Three Bridges?
The fame of Three Bridges.
Yeah.
Is pink lemonade.
The same?
Fame, no, fame.
Oh,
the fame of
Three. So, all right, so is there relatives of Billy Griffith now?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, this was 1870 to 73. Yeah. Well, actually, by about 75, he turned around and went home to Three Bridges.
Yeah.
Did he ever
try and produce that in Three Bridges and try and market it here, or is it he just?
Well, he had he did used to go to Flemington Fair every year, and where he had a little stand, and I'm inclined to think he made pink lemonade.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be
for
good.
For the little stand down at Flemington Fair.
I'm looking for a saving grace for this guy. He's completely lost in history.
Yes, he is. But his little stand in the Flemington Fair. The circus moves on, but Flemington Fair didn't move on in those days.
Right. So
being the oldest fair in the United States.
Right. So let me ask you this. How did you come across this information?
That's a good question. I found it in a book many years ago. And I can't remember what book it's in. I have so many books. I'm sitting upstairs in my library where I have hundreds of history books. And I can't tell you exactly where it was, but it's a true story.
No, and how did you, when you came across it, how did you feel about that? Because I imagine.
I thought it was pretty funny. Don't you?
Without a doubt. But it was probably an aha moment for you, right? Where you had never heard of this before.
Sure, I've never heard of that. You're right. It certainly is aha, because who in the world, number one, thinks about how lemonade became pink?
Right.
And then two, that the tights of the tightrope walker or acrobat, whatever she was, would blow off and land in his pot. Lemonade.
Well, that's the scary part of many inventions, isn't it? I mean, most of the time we find out that things were created by accident.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So many things were. Yeah. But he learned how to make candy and how to make pink lemonade.
Yeah. There's three.
Which I'm sure he sold all of those things at at Flemington Fair, because you still didn't have packaged goods.
Right.
If it wasn't grown on the farm, or as you say, invented on the farm, it didn't exist.
Yeah. Does Three Bridges take any claim to it at all? Do they market it?
I think as the home of Pink Lemonade, of Billy Griffith, who invented Pink, the inventor of Pink Lemonade. Mm. No, I would be willing to say that probably 99% of the people who live in Three Bridges currently know nothing about that.
Without a doubt. It sounds like it's a very obscure topic and a very obscure story, but it's entertaining nonetheless. So, Stephanie, you have a number of books that you have written in the past, and how would people get to know stories like this from you?
Let me see. I don't take any book that I write. I don't take any money for that. I give the books to either the Cultural Heritage Commission, or the last book I wrote, I gave to the 300th Committee, the Hunterdon County 300th Committee. Mm-hmm. And the county prints the books and charges only the amount of money it costs to print the book.
Right.
Now, the places that sell them are, I live in Reddington, so the Reddington Library, the little train station library, sells them. And we only charge what it costs from the county to print the book. The Cultural Heritage Commission, the county, sells the books. Mm-hmm. The Hunterdon County Historical Society sells the books. And the Hunterdon County 300th Committee sells the books.
Okay.
And they just go on and on.
Well,
it's fun.
Yeah, it sounds it. And it sounds like when you uncover these types of stories, it's great to be the first one in the know, but then you want to tell everybody else about it. So I'm so glad that you give us some time every other Tuesday to do that.
Oh, they're fun stories.
Great. So we're gonna depart now. I appreciate all your time, Stephanie, and we'll talk to you again in another 2 weeks. Thanks so much.
Nice talking to you, Chris.
The story
bye-bye
of
now.
Billy Griffith from Stephanie Stevens.
Billy Griffith, Three Bridges.
Thank you. All right. We'll take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, Chris.
We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon right after these messages.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We'll handle it out for you.
President Trump responding during a photo op with reporters at the start of a cabinet meeting yesterday when he was asked about the threat from North Korea.
We're going to be able to handle them. It will be handled. We handle everything.
That as word comes that North Korea does have missiles that might be able to hit the continental United States, as we hear from Mark Mayfield. Continental United States. As we hear from Mark Mayfield.
That's the assessment of two U.S. officials after North Korea's latest test of an intercontinental ballistic missile. The anonymous official said on Monday that last weekend's test highlights the growing threat the North's nuclear and missile programs pose.
Those unnamed U.S. officials also reportedly say that North Korea's Kim Jong-un wants nuclear weapons purely as a deterrent and to gain international legitimacy because he knows using them offensively would be suicide. This is USA Radio News.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple, and simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Getting word that two U.S. soldiers suffered minor injuries a short time ago when their Black Hawk helicopter made a hard landing in eastern Afghanistan. NATO confirming the soldiers were part of the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission. The incident is being blamed on a mechanical issue. A new White House chief of staff takes over at the White House yesterday morning.
General Kelly, I think, will bring a new structure.